Hi, I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources.
In this devotional, we're going to use our imagination to bring us into a place of surrender and open our hearts to God. The imagination has long been the gateway of spiritual revelation and exploration. Jesus himself appealed to the imagination in his parables or storytelling. Prophets ask us to enter into heavenly realms and imagine the angelic scenes they are describing. The letter to the Hebrews appeals for us to approach God's throne of grace with confidence, and so we close our eyes and picture the scene to enter in. We want to learn how to enter into the realms of grace, the greater reality of God's kingdom. Our prayer is to open the eyes of my heart, Lord, and my ears, and all my spiritual senses. And though we may feel like beginners, just novices in the foothills of these realms, there's always a voice saying, come up higher. So this devotional is a visualization exercise designed to help you enter in and come up higher. During the visualization, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and use your imagination. Because of this, the video images won't be the focus. I want you to use your imagination to put yourself in the scene I'm describing and see the sights as if you're experiencing them for yourself. The visualization lasts 6 or 7 minutes, after which you may want to stay in a posture of being relaxed, so the music will play for a while. So during this time, stay spiritually alert and open to hear the Lord speak, or just simply rest in his presence. So as usual, find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Perhaps turn off that phone. Sit upright in a comfortable position, legs uncrossed, feet on the floor, and hands resting on your legs. Good. Close your eyes and let's begin. I want you to imagine, if you will, that you have been hill walking. The scenery is idyllic. It's warm and sunny and you've been walking all morning. The afternoon is drawing on. You've already seen some wonderful views of the scenery from the rocky hilltops, and now you have descended into the green fields of a wide valley. You are hot and sweaty. Your boots are dusty. Your feet throb with a dull ache. Your back is warm and wet with sweat from your heavy backpack. Summer insects randomly meander by in the blanket of the afternoon heat. The intensity of the sun makes the countryside look hazy. The trees and grass are a heavy green against a blue sky. Overhead there are high wisps of cloud. Your boots feel cumbersome and your backpack is really starting to make your shoulders ache. You climb over a wooden stile and begin to anticipate a well-earned rest as you glimpse the first diamond glints of a stream in the fields ahead. You come upon the stream. It looks refreshing. It looks clear and cold. You stand for a moment and watch the playful, bubbling white water frothing over the rocks. Finally, you ease yourself down to sit on a smooth log that lies beside the stream. You watch the water for a while and then begin to unlace your boots. You become aware that someone is approaching. The sun is behind him and you can't see his face, just the beams and rays of the sun haloing about him. You squint as you try to recognize him. It is your friend. It is Jesus.
You don't speak. You smile inwardly and begin to pull the straps of your backpack from your shoulders. It feels kind of painful after carrying it in that position for so long. Your shoulders are stiff and a bit sore. As the heaviness of it falls away, you realize that because Jesus is here, you are actually letting go of your cares and worries. You are letting go of your hassles of the day and your work, your day of business. You are letting go of your worries about relationships, about family, about friends. You let them go. You let go of thoughts of concern about future things. Let go of things you've had on your mind. You begin to let go of your ought to's. You let go of your having to be. You let your agenda of things to do fall away. You let go of your needing to be someone. You let go of your responsibilities. You let go of your got to do, got to go, having to accomplish. You smile at the pleasant relief and lightness this letting go has made. To be suddenly so light after carrying a heavy load throughout the morning is wonderful. You push your boots off. It's like shedding a journey. You know that because Jesus is near, that even your past is being shed. You push off your history like dusty boots. Both your successes and your failures fall away. As you look at Jesus silhouetted against the sunshine, you realize his hand is extended to you. In complete trust, you respond by reaching out and taking his hand in yours. As you do so, you realize that even the grimy clothes of your journey have fallen away. The clothes of how you appear to others, how you believe you are seen, who you think you've become. And your nakedness doesn't matter now because you realize that you are just a child. You are just a child holding Jesus' hand. You trust him completely. Nothing else matters. He leads you gently to the stream, and you both step into the bubbling water. The water is cool and gentle. Jesus doesn't talk, but there is a knowing between you that doesn't require words. You begin to walk upstream together. The bed of the stream actually feels like velvet on your young, bare feet. And as you walk with Jesus, you know that the stream is a river like a silver robe flowing from the sun, from the throne. Hand in hand, you let Jesus lead you up into the radiance, into the sky, towards the heavenlies. You realize that you are wearing a simple robe, and somehow it is your own, but woven into the same cloth as Jesus' robe. You approach the throne room of grace, where the silver of the river is all about you like pure light. You are taken up by the loving currents of the Holy Spirit and gently carried into the glorified presence. There is no resistance, no hesitation. You simply submit to the glorious light of his presence.